Here is an update on a story we brought you in late October. Back then, NPR's Libby Lewis introduced us to Joe Ricaldo, an injured veteran of the Iraq War who was living in his car on Long Island. This week, Libby went back to find out how he's doing.
It's been a little over a year since Joe Ricaldo was on patrol near Baghdad with his National Guard unit. The Humvee he was in flipped and rolled and left Ricaldo alive, but just. Part of his spine had to be replaced. I met him living in his car in his hometown, living on $218 a month in disability from the Department of Veterans Affairs. After NPR began asking about Ricaldo, the VA tripled the amount of money it was paying to compensate him for his disabilities. Then CNN did a story on Ricaldo. His disability payments went up again. Now the VA is paying Ricaldo about $2,600 a month. The VA hasn't responded to NPR's requests to talk about Ricaldo's case. But Paul Rykoff says he's convinced the VA responded to the media spotlight on Ricaldo.
What we've seen is every time there's been a big story, the VA and other services have responded almost immediately.
Rykoff heads the Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans of America.
And it seems to be a newfound attention to their needs once it ends up in a radio piece or on the cover of a newspaper.
Rykoff said it's great for the vets like Ricaldo who get the spotlight. They deserve it. But he says his group hears about a new homeless veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan every 2 or 3 weeks, just in New York City. Joe Ricaldo is not one of them anymore. He's rented a room in a house in Nassau County, a brick-and-wood two-story place. And his sense of humor, it was there last fall, but it was muted, is in full force. One of the other tenants is an older lady who's taking care of an even older lady who's living downstairs. The first night he slept there, a few weeks ago, he heard the lady downstairs yelling out in the middle of the night.
Donuts. I want donuts. I want food. I'm like, what the heck is this? And it went on all night. I mean, it's bad enough I don't sleep anyway. But now, you know, now I have a reason to stay up. I want to see what she's going to say next.
At first he thought, was somebody trying to starve her?
Maybe I was sent here to save a life. I don't know. Then I found out she just likes to eat.
And then there are the ghosts.
And it's supposedly a haunted house. And I'm like, this is great. You know, I finally get a room and it's got to be haunted. And you know what? There's just no room for me and my PTSD and a ghost. So someone's going to have to leave. And unless this ghost has PTSD, he's no match for me.
Ricaldo has PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder. The VA confirmed it to him recently. He's getting individual counseling and going to the local VA medical center for a slew of appointments with neurologists and lung specialists. One of his lungs is collapsed from the accident. We're on the highway now, and he tells me he found the room through a friend of a friend.
I forgot I know so many people.
Well, you grew up here.
Well, yeah, but I was pretty distant for a while. It's like, the best way to describe it is being in a block of ice and just slowly being thawed out. Just very slowly, little by little, each day that goes by, each week. Now you seem like you're becoming yourself again, well, who you used to be.
We're on the road to deliver T-shirts and gloves and hats to the Salvation Army Shelter for Homeless Veterans. That's the shelter the VA wanted Ricaldo to go to before. He chose his car instead. On the way, he decides to stop to get flowers for some of the ladies at the VA Medical Center who've helped him.
Looks pretty Christmassy in this one. This is nice stuff.
Ricaldo's planning to spend Christmas Day the way he did 1 year before he went to Iraq. He and a buddy, another veteran, go into Manhattan and buy a bunch of Egg McMuffins at McDonald's. Then they head out looking for homeless people on the street. Libby Lewis, NPR News,